this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I apologize to the callers. Just got stuck behind a bunch of important guests. Ron in Hawaii, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. I've been here since 1968. I'm born in the military, you know, Army brat. And these people are here in force, thousands of them. And they got brand new SUVs, everything. Then there's the other side, the gang guys. They're everywhere. And then all the cripples. It's like they just showed up. Bam, the last 2 months. Thousands.
So you're saying you're in Hawaii and there's the gang contingents, the folks that we're sorry for but are disabled, and then kids are in Hawaii?
Yes, thousands. They got brand new SUVs. They can't even drive. I ain't kidding.
I know. I've been seeing that around Austin. What do you think the cover is here? We know there's money laundering, drug dealing, mules. I mean, well, what else do you think is behind this total takeover?
They're trying to ruin us, just like you said. I never had internet before. I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was this bad, see? And my daughter just hooked me up with this and your show. And I knew it was bad, but this is crazy. And these people over here, they got bugs all over them. I can see it crawling. I don't even like to ride the bus no more. The locals don't like to ride the bus no more here. There's thousands.
Man, it's crazy. No, I hear you. I mean, Latin America is poor and has a lot of bad things about it, but it's not that bad in many areas. It's that they're sending the most, you know, absolutely destitute. And that's a poem about send me your poor, send me your unwashed or whatever, but that's not really what's going on here. I mean, that's not what built this country. And it's Cloward and Piven. That's how the socialists showed up in Marietta. And said, we want Cloward and Piven. We have the video. I mean, they know what they're doing. And it's just game over, man. Game over. If America doesn't turn the corner, and I see those Border Patrol, they're bossing citizens around to bring the illegals in. Now the Border Patrol literally has been fully converted to butlers for the illegals. And again, I'm not even demonizing the illegals themselves. They're just a tool, a weapon. But in the hands of the globalists, they are a weapon. Stacy in California, thanks for holding.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Yes, I am from Marietta, and I have been out at the protest every day, mostly doing night shift, and since before the first buses arrived. And I realize that you guys are having problems with the Border Patrol right now and the police department on the street there. I'm on my way there after this phone call, but just know that when there's no cameras around, the Border Patrol agents and the police department are completely on our side. They do nothing but thank us.
I know they know they're committing crimes. I mean, I'm sorry. The Border Patrol, I don't care if they know it's wrong. It is a crime under federal law to sit. I mean, I can't send my kids randomly to some other country. That's child endangerment. And all I'm saying is, but you're right. We don't want to turn this into an anti-Border Patrol, anti-police thing. Go ahead.
And what my point is that they have officially been placed on a gag order. And they cannot speak to anyone about anything anymore because too much information has been getting out. But they have told us, and they have told their commanding officers, that if they're told to march on us or arrest us, they will stand down. So,
well, it's clear that that's what they've already decided that, and that's why they keep backing off. Usually the cops will just attack you. But they realize they are so in the wrong here that people are just ready for something to kick off, which I do not want. So I agree with you. I'm going to do some more overdrive, Stacy. I want to hear more from you on the other side. Then we're going to go to Lewis Then we're going to go to Mike and Duke and Carolyn. More Overdrive coming up. Stay with us. This is beyond radio. I mean, this is so real, folks. I just am so angry.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Try to do too much. When I start getting these whiny moves on air, it's because it just gives me a headache to just see all the stuff the globalists are doing, all the crimes they're committing, how they're eroding our freedoms, how they're establishing open tyrannies against us and setting up homeland security for the American people while aiding Al-Qaeda. And then I don't like having to sit here and cold-bloodedly say we can't take all these illegals. Because as humans, I feel sorry for them. But it's a globalist plan to manipulate those feelings in me and to bring down the country. And then I see the Border Patrol saying, get back, so they can bring the buses in. And I don't want to hate them or the cops that try to aggressively come over and say, get back, just because we're trying to be on the sidewalk. And, you know, I know the police and the Border Patrol, because we've talked to them, are really freaked out about what's happening. They know this means the country's collapsing. You've got the head of the Border Patrol Union, the deputy head, saying they're under a gag order, says no agents securing border. They were ordered to stand down 3.5 months ago. I mean, that is sensational. And still, we can't get it out in the news other than Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, WorldLentDaily.com, maybe the WashingtonTimes.com. And then when we report it, okay, New York Times goes, yeah, we're busting them all over the country. And then now they're building up so much in these cities, from Michigan to Texas, from California to New York, from Alabama to Washington State, that even Democrat cities are freaking out. People are going, man, there's 10,000 kids here and a bunch of men. And I mean, I went down to the hike and bike trail in the middle of nowhere where there's never people to take the dog last weekend. And I've been to Guatemala, and I have family that live there, so I have a lot of Guatemalan, you know, machete and Guatemalan bags and stuff. And I said, I've seen that before. And I walked over and talked to the people, and I said, you from Guatemala? And they were like, see, Guatemala. And it was like a grandma in the water with a tin can and like woven string fishing, and they had bags. And I saw where there'd been a fire, and I was like, my God, there's people from Guatemala living on the hike and bike trail. And again, I don't dislike them as people. I have some of them on my iPhone, actually. But I realize this is an unlimited stream, a weapon. Because they'll end up, after a while, getting on the welfare rolls, getting into the system. And politically doing whatever the Democratic Party tells them to do. And this is the Republican Party helping kill the country. If you don't get it, folks, you use a tin can with a string tied to it, and then you can roll it, see? And that's a rod and reel with just the can. And again, this is a family of like five kids and grandma that fled Guatemala. And I totally get why they want to be here. But I guess they haven't paid the coyotes or whatever enough here in Austin that run the Democratic Party. Because if you don't pay them a bunch of money, they'll beat you over the head with a baseball bat or kill you and bury you in their backyard. I mean, they just dig them up everywhere with the Democratic Party people's houses and just get swept from the rug because they're really exploiting these people. You want to be honest about it. And then it kind of clicked this morning. Maybe Glenn Beck's right. Maybe we do bring them soccer balls and teddy bears. But then that takes the moral high ground away from the Democrats that are causing all this. And then we point out, why is Latin America so corrupt? Why can't they be helped? And then point out what the Democrats are planning to do. I mean, maybe I'm wrong to say that's just a sick ploy or a stunt. But UC professor says immigration influx is about re-education of society and a permanent subservient class, and that's it. Who are under government control, so they're not independent. Stacy, you're saying you live there in Marietta. You're about to get off work and go down there, and you're saying you've talked to the Border Patrol and police down there. We've talked to them too, in other areas of Texas, and ICE agents and emergency managers. What you're saying is true, but nevertheless, they're following the orders. And again, we don't have long to stop this collapse. I don't know how long we've got, but the trains are more full now. There's more of them. And Homeland Security is now the collapse system. And this is clearly what Obama's planning to collapse the country, amongst other things. There's no doubt the socialists showed up with the Democratic Party and admitted that yesterday in Marietta. We have the video, and it's just mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing. And to see this happening and to realize it's happening and to realize it's not going to help the people once the U.S. collapses, there'll be nowhere to run. Anyways, Stacey, anything else?
Yes. Well, I just wanted to say that after Tuesday, when we had turned the buses around successfully, I did go down to San Diego because I heard that's where our buses were being diverted. So I went to San Diego, and I went to a few Border Patrol stations down there to try to find out where they were going because I knew they're not being sent back to Texas. But I had found out that they were, after being spread around all of San Diego County, they had been now collected into one particular facility in Chula Vista at 311 Athey Street. They are being housed there, and this area is right on the border of San Diego, Tijuana and San Diego. It's a very dangerous neighborhood. If you wave the American flag, it's like waving a target. So they know there will be no protest of anyone stopping buses from entering that facility. However, the disease and contamination that is spreading and is rampant is why they've had to be condensed to one location.
And they're not letting congressmen into these facilities. I mean, this is just so illegal. Where's the child welfare? I mean, they're taking homeschoolers' kids because they make nothing but A's. And then you've got these kids being exploited. Can you imagine what they're doing to these kids?
Well, that's the other thing is that after I followed them there and after I was at Border Patrol and I was driving along the border looking and watching these people, I drove to ICE headquarters in downtown San Diego in Front Street, and I sat out there by myself protesting. And as ICE agents came up to me and asked what I was doing there, some people men in their mid-20s walked up and asked the ICE officers for directions to the trolley station. And as the ICE officers were trying to give them directions, the men started laughing and saying, "Ah, we just got released. Ha ha, we're so happy," in broken English. And the ICE agents put their hand up and said, "I can't talk to you," and turned around and walked away. And I said, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "Why aren't you arresting them?" I said, "You know what? The trolley station is around the corner. You take the southbound line all the way till it stops."
No. They release them publicly. You've got to tell that testimony. Go out there and tell Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and Kit Daniels. Tell them everything that you just told us. It's very powerful. God bless you. They're going to be out there all day, and they come back tomorrow night. Thank you, Stacy. Lewis in South Carolina. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, Alex. I wanted to say thanks for taking my call. I wanted to speak directly regarding the problem with Rhode Island using DNA against the school children. I wanted to speak.
That's right. Now states like Rhode Island are passing laws to take DNA from everybody. First, they denied they were doing this with babies at birth. Now they say in the bill it will re-legalize that.
Right, and well, I wanted to speak directly to your previous caller who's an expected parent, and everyone out there who's expected parents, they need to stand up to this and politely talk to the provider and tell them, I understand the value of the Guthrie test, the field prick test that harvests this information. It's a useful prophylactic to test for things like Tay-Sachs and other congenital diseases. I understand the value of it. They said make their intentions known that they will not have this test on religious grounds. They will turn this test down unless they get a written assertion to do this test in a private facility, separate private facility.
Yeah, that's right. Because they'll say we're going to do blood tests, but it doesn't even really get done. They send it to the health department and to the feds. We first broke that a long time ago. And now it's mainstream news that, we got to get the blood again for our secret database. And again, just government does whatever it wants. And it wants to collapse the country. That's what this is all a plan for. And it's totally disgusting. We're going to skip this network break and go to the bottom of the hour. Mike in Toronto, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm just sometimes I get exhausted. It's just too crazy.
Yeah. I just want to get your take on this and see what it means. Basically, if you remember, 14 years ago, there was the whole case with Ellie Gonzalez. One kid that was sent here, his mother died on the way over from Cuba, but he was sent here. There was a custody case where his father wanted to bring him back to Cuba. You just mentioned a while ago there are 1,000 kids or thousands of kids that are being sent across the border. And I'm just wondering how the government would react.
Oh, yeah, the government grabbed him away from his family, sent him back, child welfare, SWAT teams, because they cared. The truth is they don't care. The globalists could care less. In fact, they hate basically everybody but themselves. It's just they suspend whatever laws they want whenever they want. And again, they're encouraging the whole thing and busing them in. It's all planned.
Would they possibly know what the status of every child is if they're just busing them and can't process them and let them go?
No, I hear you. Listen, it's a plan by design on record. I appreciate your call. Duke in Oklahoma, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Mary Fallon is allowing 1,100 of them, they say, you know, here in Oklahoma. And, you know, that's just a door open is all that is.
By the way, that's a total psyop. They always say in the first announcement, oh, there'll be 1,100 at this school. That's 10,000 per town when they're done, okay? It's to collapse the country. And so, again, there's already, they say it's 5 million illegals. It's 30 million. I mean, that's a conservative number that are already here. I mean, it's always 10, 20, 30 times what they say.
Same time, they're shutting down, starting to shut down roadways, and they're doing a lot more bags where they'll just shut the road down if they see a couple backpacks or something like that. And they'll shut the road down. They're getting people ready for something.
Yeah, we need to be talking about what they're going to do when the collapse accelerates. That's what we should be focusing on, what comes next. The waves are getting bigger. How big will they get? Because there's a depression all over the Caribbean and Central and South America. Mexico has failed. I mean, that's a fact. And now the federal government has decided to allow collapsing countries to collapse into ours, which is an act of political war. I mean, refugees can wreck a country. That's well known. And they have done this now. And I mean, this is just over the top. And then if you don't accept the collapse, Robert Rodriguez and Obama will say you're a racist pushing race war. And then when the collapse happens and the welfare checks don't get there or the dollar's devalued and it won't buy enough, the entire country's going to burn. And that's the plan. And then they'll say, we're going to restore order, and just like out here, the cops will come after anybody that didn't like it. I mean, that's the plan. That's pretty much it.
I know you are too, brother, so let's just keep fighting.
Well, I mean, what else do you think they're going to pull? Because this is important. We should be discussing it.
Well, you know, they're preparing us right now. If you just look around at what they're doing, you can kind of get an idea, a glimpse of what they're trying to set up or stage. And you can watch the news all you want, or you can pay attention to what's going on in your town. But it's great that we're all connected. We're able to talk to each other by your phone, by using your program to communicate these things and get them out there. We should have had more cameras down there in California. Whenever they went up to Biggs, we should have had three or four other people videotaping those camera guys. That way we can expose this stuff for what it really is. We've got to have backup.
I hear you. God bless you. I mean, I'm reading the headlines at Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. El Paso Times. Another plane lands in El Paso carrying more undocumented immigrants. The official who spoke on the background said the Border Patrol has been getting family groups and processing them before turning them over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, who then ships them deeper into the U.S. I mean, the word's out. You get here, you're legal. But me as a citizen, I can hardly get back in the country. Death train derails in Mexico. Magazine reports, amnesty, disaster for black workers. It's a disaster for everybody. Administration turns to churches to avoid clashes. Volunteers work to identify bodies of dead children. Muslim prayer rug found on Arizona border. More military bases asked to open facilities. Homeland closing roads to keep reporters out. I mean, this is just insane. And then you go to Infowars.com. They just posted a bunch of amazing videos with the headline, Special Report, Protesters Arrive Outside Border Patrol Station in Marietta. I mean, this has been going on for weeks. More people are arriving. I think I'm going to change the headline to, you know, to one of these other issues. I'm going to watch some of these videos and change that headline because it's a whole bunch of videos boiling all this down. I think the headline should be Border Patrol operates outside their jurisdiction, tries to keep reporters away from buses. I mean, Border Patrol tries to keep press away from buses in Marietta. You know, that's it. There's your headline. So, that's a very important article up on Infowars.com. That's just some of the news we've got up there. Caroline in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you. I'm up here in upstate New York, and I called my congressman, who is Tom Reed. And this little trendy answered the phone, like always. And I said, well, how many unaccompanied illegal aliens are being shipped into New York. And he didn't know. And I'm like, well, what are you answering the phone for if you don't know how many are being shipped in here? So I'm being given the runaround. Every time I call his office to ask him a question, it's just a runaround. They don't know how many. And I said, well, what are you doing about it? And they said, oh, well, we're looking into it. It's just crazy.
And remember, though, they have federally funded checkpoints where they take blood without warrants now, intimidating people, and surveillance and cameras everywhere.
We just had a checkpoint the other week. I was driving to work, and there was a sign on the side of the road that said, slow down, checkpoint. I mean, it was early in the morning, so it wasn't set up yet. And I'm thinking, what the heck is this all about? So, I mean, it's just crazy up here. We have so many drug addicts and people on Medicare and disability. They just shut down they want to shut down our handicapped workshop and just release all these people onto the street with nowhere to go.
Oh, yeah, that's it. They're getting rid of the mental health. They're getting rid of the workshops for poor people. They're cutting all the social networks that would help black, white, Hispanic, poor people and just dumping more in. This is the planned collapse, undoubtedly. The question is, what are they planning to pull during it? I mean, I am so on the edge of my seat right now because we're not going to have to wait to see what's going to happen now. It's all about to get crazy.
I told this trendy, I told him too, I said, look up Cloward and Piven. I said, you'll learn a lot. I said, and this is a controlled collapse. And it's going to lower wages here, I said, and also your future is doomed. I said, these illegal aliens are being given in-state tuition, any state they want to go to school in. I said, how about you? Are you being given in-state tuition? No, you're being made a death slave, and these guys get a free ride.
Now, well, they're being used because they're so pliable. They will do whatever the government tells them, a.k.a. the Democratic Party, and they only need a few more percentage points to ban guns in Texas and New York and California. In fact, California's already got the votes. New York has it, and they're taking the guns. And so that's why they're doing it. I mean, this is to turn the whole country blue. The Republican leadership's going along with it, and, I mean, it's on. I appreciate your call. Great points, Caroline in New York. Thanks for holding. Look at this Infowars.com posted article by Max Slavo. You know what, at the Fan Report. Shock report, 70 million people would be starving in the streets without government welfare programs. The fundamental numbers behind all the propaganda tell a starkly different story. 101 million are on welfare. 70 plus million are on total welfare. That's a weapon. Because these aren't just like cows you quit feeding and they jump the fence and go somewhere else or die. These are human beings that will burn, destroy, kill. But they won't have to do that. They just got to politically get in line and they'll get their freebies. I mean, it's a total plan. You wonder how America will be conquered? This is it. And it's not 20 years from now, like they said 20 years ago. It's now. It's just about to start. As I keep telling you, it's going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. And all of you that have played along with it are literally digging your own graves. Last caller I have time for. I apologize to the others. Ray in Florida, you're on the air. You'll be our tail gunner.
Tail gunner. I like that. Am I on now?
You are, brother.
Okay, good. I'm going to talk to you about the chemtrails. I was working on a roof recently, and I'm seeing them spray usually populated areas. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, they're doing atmospheric manipulations in a lot of them. They've also got lower sprays. We don't know. There's a lot of declassified stuff. It's a giant program. We're not sure what's going on.
Okay. Well, usually classified materials are 9 times out of 10 weapons-based. So I stumbled on Mazer technology recently on the Internet with the World War II when they were practicing on the Japanese POWs and microwaving them to death.
Yes.
And I noticed that they had said something, if they can get something inside your body. And
oh, yeah, no, I mean, that's a big part of the aluminum dioxide and other barium salts and things is to resonate with the Mazer technology and slow fry you so they can actuary out when you'll die. Oh, yeah, that's a big part of the frequency pollution program we're under. Yep.
Yeah, so I was looking at my microwave door, and I noticed that the microwave door, that if you can go ahead and get something to stop the Mazer technology from getting to your body, is it possible to stop the Maser technology.
Well, sir, I just think you should drink fluoride, take all the shots, and eat the GMO and corn syrup and just worship government. I mean, don't be extreme and don't say the word bossy. Michelle Obama said not to, and she's the boss, okay? All right. That's not bossy for her to say don't be say bossy. I mean, it's totally normal.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirt are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The late former head of the Star Wars program, nuclear physicist and engineer, Dr. Bob Bowman, was the secret head of the Star Wars program that was later declassified. He said by 1979, when the Star Wars program was already old under another name, the public was told about it in the 80s, there was a fleet of over 100 space planes with DU Sabo decapitation weapons to take out governments, even under mountains. And that he could only talk about that because it had been accidentally declassified. Well, here it is in The Week newspaper. The Pentagon's plan to put robot Marines in space. And it breaks it down how they're launching robot drones in space. Yeah, they're launching them in 2014. I mean, basically 35 years ago, 36 years ago, there was already a fleet of these in orbit. And you can bet whatever the public's going to be shown is going to be the super old models, like the ones we have on screen. That is a 1970s model on screen. And they're telling you about it in 2014. Oh, my gosh, what an incredible declassification. That's how I told you how the NSA controlled everything with their hubs and all the telecommunications buildings, how they used keywords, and how they were building the systems and the compression to save everything in real time. I told you that in 1997. And again, I'm not bragging. It's that you better listen to me now about what won't come out for 5-10 years. Because they're not waiting 40 years, 35 years to bring stuff out now. They're bringing it out every 5-10. And let me give you the news flash. Remember while we're talking about open borders and all the corruption, the government funding ISIS, and they don't care that you know? It's because they think you're done. They've already put stuff in the food and water supply that's way beyond even what I know. They've already jacked with basically the atmosphere, you name it. We're not in 2014, boys and girls. And that's why they treat you like you're wild dogs or something. They don't even treat us like we're natives that they, you know, they're at the fort and they fire the shotgun to scare the natives off. Or, you know, have a fancy Trojan horse. They treat us like wild dogs or like lice or something. They're just brushing off of us. And that's the attitude. And so they can engage in all their little weird fantasies of engaging in dehumanization, in mad scientist behavior on us, social engineering, to the point of saying you will not use the word bossy. And you will say 2 plus 2 equals whatever we say. Is that clear? And we go, yes, I don't want to be racist. There's a video that I'm going to play here in a few minutes before I get into all this news that's up on Infowars.com that is incredibly shocking. Video, crazed abortion advocate attacks peaceful pro-lifers. And we have the unedited video with the goblin troll. In fact, I told Watson to go with the headline this morning of goblin trolls attack pro-lifers, but he didn't think that was professional. But, I mean, when the shoe fits, actual goblin troll. Literally doesn't need makeup to be in the next Lord of the Rings. Cave troll. Runs up and begins screaming at pro-lifers who are at a big city abortion clinic that on record mainly kills minority babies. And begins screaming racist and begins attacking the pro-lifers and rips their sign down and stomps on it. Because when they invoke the word race, it doesn't matter they can't tie their shoelaces. It doesn't matter that this troll-like white woman, and I shouldn't even make fun of how she looks, but it's just she totally fits the bill. This intellectually ugly person begins screaming, you anti-woman, anti-minority, you racist, and begins attacking him, hitting him. And then invokes, racist, and then attacks, racist. So, you know, as Obama turns ISIS loose to murder Christians and Muslims all over the Middle East, blow up mosque churches, 300,000 dead in Syria, you know, as they break down the borders, as hundreds of thousands get killed in Mexico, by the cartels, no one cares. You just showed Don Johnson shooting a pregnant woman in a fictitious movie made by a literal Hispanic Grand Dragon of the Hispanic race nation that they're trying to make Hispanics join instead of having basic liberty and freedom and joining the Liberty Nation, which I'm trying to get everybody to join. They're at an abortion clinic where 80% of the abortions are minority babies. That's CNN News. And so if you don't want black and Hispanic babies literally chopped up and you're white, you're a racist. And how many abortion clinic places, videos have you seen where you'll be white people trying to get them to not kill the black babies and they'll have a black person or an Asian doctor run out and say, no one wants the ugly, dumb black babies. We've played those clips many times. We've got a guest coming on about this later, so we'll play it then. No one wants, and I've used to hear that myself. I have gone and protested and also covered protests where they were arresting pro-life protesters who weren't even on the abortion clinic property in Austin before, years ago, back in 96, 97. And they would run up and push on me and say, nobody wants the black babies. And it'd be like black people or white people doing it. So I always say that to black preachers I have on about it, like Reverend Childress and others, a black genocide report. And they go, of course, that's what they say. No, that's what they say. So, again, if you don't want to take a black baby, and I mean chop it up, you are a racist. Yeah, there's the video headline. Abortionist challenges protesters to adopt ugly black babies. Not a word from the Democratic Party, who founded the Ku Klux Klan. Because they've got literal morons with extremely IQs, extremely low IQs, that I shouldn't even attack or be mean to, that we should feel sorry for. Racist! I'm an intellectual! I'm a trendy! Just attacking people's free speech. You don't want blacks to die! You hate blacks! You don't want Mexican drug cartel to kill 130,000 Mexicans! You racist against Mexicans! I mean, literally, that's all they've got is that they're Democrats. And Republicans have got their problems and identify with party as well and defend Republicans when they're doing bad stuff. It's disgusting. But I've never seen anything like this dumbed-down television culture of nobodies who have no jobs, no future, Obamacare written by hardcore globalists to bankrupt them on record. And they don't care. There's just dangerous masses of snot-nosed trolls. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can bet money if they start putting patriots in FEMA camps and they just give people a pretext like some federal buildings being blown up and they say it's time to arrest these people, that's already being said. Arrest the climate deniers, arrest Alex Jones, blah, blah, blah. They will cheer, ladies and gentlemen, public executions. That is my belief. That is my opinion. And we have the Weatherman reports, the people that trained Obama from Larry Graswald and others. Was confirmed in court where they plan to put 50 million conservatives in forced labor camps. They dream 300 and 400 pounders, you know, 6X underwear wearing commandos to literally strut around in black uniforms at the FEMA camps. They'll have real police and real, you know, quote, warriors, veterans in armored vehicles out rounding us up, having combat with the patriots, dragging us back to pit dungeons where there'll be nothing but Janet Reno's and Rachel Maddow's and this troll woman. In Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, will literally be in commando outfits, ruling. And you're like, why would you want to do that? Well, you're not like them. You don't understand. They relish attacking like self-propelled slugs. Anyone that doesn't submit to them, it's all about, I am in charge. And they have an inhuman, demonic, goblin strength. Politically, to just force their will on everyone, and we bow. We say, yes, I will not stay bossy. 2 + 2 = 5. Yes, I didn't build my business. Yes, I'll give my rights up, even though you publicly run Al-Qaeda. Yes, yes, you can sign all the signing statements, arrest reporters everywhere, even though top journalism groups say Obama is basically banning the First Amendment. That is liberal. That is trendy. That is acceptable. I worship you. It is so good. Please ship all the jobs overseas. Please flood every city with tens of thousands of illegals. Please put them on welfare to openly vote, to bankrupt everything and take my guns. Thank you so much. You are wonderful. You buy all the propaganda and get Obama's emails every day and actually believe you're on the front lines. As long as you can pronounce the word racist, you are God. That's all they need. They don't need to know who circumnavigated the globe, Magellan. They don't need to know, who proved that the earth was round. They don't need to know what Newtonian physics is. They don't need to know how many states there are or the three branches of government or how insurance corporations operate or what Lloyd's of London is or the history of shipping or the history of language or the history of Egypt or the history of anything. They know how to say three words, homophobe, racist, sexist. And that's what they've got as they gobble GMO all day and support GMO and support fluoride in the water. They'll go into a restaurant and say, was this fish treated nicely? Did it have a name? Was it properly worshipped? And they all guilt each other at the table and then guilt you as all part of their cult. Your submission, your hospitality to pat them on the head is fuel to their satanic weakness. These are weak scum who couldn't get a job, couldn't live, couldn't work, and they don't like you and your good-looking family. They don't like your nice car. They don't like your nice house. They're going to take it. And they're not going to stop. They're coming. And the globalists are going to stage atrocities and blame it on us. They've done it before. They say it's about to happen again. And you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to teach you to love those red carpets in Air Force One and men in black uniforms bugging out their eyes at you and your family like North Korea. You're going to learn to worship Kim Jong-un. You're going to learn to worship Barack Hussein Obama. I want to thank our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. And he goes, Barack Obama. Soul Train, baby. You come to Jamie Foxx, just on a mindless, primitive, racist power trip. And you say, hey, Jamie Foxx, you know you're part of social engineering. Why don't you speak out against black babies being killed? Shut up, crackhead. You just mad we're taking over.
And our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Barack Obama. Y'all stand up right now. You gotta...
But first, he says in the clip, we just need to thank our Heavenly Father. We need to thank our Creator, if my memory serves. And then he goes, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. It's even worse than that. 2 + 2 = 5. Obama is God. Secret Service are going to bug their eyes out at families of little kids walking down the street.
First of all, give an honor to God.
There it is.
And our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama!
Barack Obama!
And they just look at you all as idiots, because you are. This guy is a front man. The branding for the total takeover for 21 new taxes, 7 of them on people at the poverty line or below. I mean, it's bankrupting the whole country right now. And if that won't do it, we'll ship in a couple more million every few months for little kids. And then they'll tell you, you're not going to call these foreigners or illegals. You're going to call them whatever we say. That's going to change every day. And remember what Karl Rove said. He said, we are history's actors now. We control reality. We will give you a new reality every day, and then you will forget the old reality and accept the new reality. He's literally saying what O'Brien is saying to Winston while he's torturing him in 1984. Because that was based on real Soviet torture. And the only reason you heard about that in the New York Times was because Karl Rove was so arrogant. And the reporters were arrogant and didn't like him at a cocktail party, the Washington Post, the New York Times. There's a bunch of them there going, you people are nothing. You'll report whatever I say you will. If I say the sun is purple, you'll do it. If I say water's red, you'll do it. And you know what? They do it. Now they're just getting rid of the press corps entirely. They're just going to have press releases put out. And you're going to accept that too. And most of you fake reporters that sold out, you'll never even admit you're a loser. You'll never even turn around. You'll keep groveling to the establishment as the whole thing goes under because you come from trash. Your families were failures. I've learned this. Most of these people that serve evil, their whole family line is failures and criminals and scammers and frauds. You're just being yourself, aren't you? Sacks of steaming crap. And now they've officially repealed the law against propaganda domestically. So the Pentagon's involved psyoping every major city and the CIA. Oh, and you hear guys bragging on the street. Yeah, I'm part of PSYOP in Austin now. I'll be in restaurants and bars. There's so many of them. And everybody's just everywhere. You're nobodies. You're Benedict Arnold's. You're jokes. The pro-choice crowd were looking for a poster child. A woman in this clip certainly isn't it. A video shows a crazed abortion advocate physically and verbally attacking peaceful pro-lifers in downtown Columbus, Ohio, screaming racist, 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 because they didn't want black babies being chopped up like Benihana. Let's go to the clip.
This is actually minor. That is not what a fetus looks like.
Thank you. I call the police.
Camera wasn't in her face. She attacked them. She's going back to troll hole.
Bill, Riley, Riley, Riley. Riley!
Oh, she's attacking their other sign.
What?
That'll be a dungeon
police,
keeper,
man.
Probably.
You are f***ing white male privileged assholes!
I'm calling the police right now.
But you are the racist mother as well! How dare you f***ing...
Think of these armies of people who think they're going to beat us. That's why they put the soft kill in the water to turn us into this woman.
Go ahead! Go right the f*** on ahead, you f***ing sexist, misogynist mother f***! That is all you are! You don't give a shit about women! You don't give a shit about life! All you are just a bunch of assholes!
Yeah, the misogynist... Well, let's come back with the rest of it. The misogynists aren't the ones that put the chemical warfare in the plastics to do to that woman what's happened to her and most women in this country, or what's happened to men. It's not the technocrats jacking the food supply and altering all species across the board. No, no, no. It's pro-lifers that go out and try to stop babies from being killed. They're racist. And you saw her arrogant power trip as she panics, running around punching and hitting and smashing and breathing like a wild bull that's had a lobotomy, foaming at the mouth, pawing the ground.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Hey!
through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here. Live. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. And you notice most nights now, I am on the Nightly News with the other great reporters and anchors. And we're going to try to make that a five-night-a-week event where good old Alejandro Jones is on the Nightly News, if not hosting it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to open the phones up in the next hour for about 20, 30 minutes. We're scheduled to have Dr. Alveda King on about her new book. PriestForLife.org is the website. And the new book is King's Rules. She, of course, is the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. So that's coming up. We'll open the phones up after that. And we're going to get Joe Biggs reporting from Southern California on the situation there. We'll be popping in as well. And then Abby Johnson from ATTWN.org will be coming on to talk about the bounties they have on minority children at Planned Parenthood and how they have people that give money directly to have them exterminated. We're going to engage in some serious racism here trying to save them. The majority babies, they're not really minorities anymore. We just try to save all the babies. We don't really think about what color they are. But they've dumbed down the masses so much under political correctness that remember the poor woman that got shot to death because they had an army checkpoint going and a martial law drill in D.C. and they told her stop, and then in uniform she got scared and ran away from them. And then she was driving in circles, so they shot her. And the senators all came out and said what heroes the Capitol Police were and all the rest of it. Like giving Purple Hearts to the drone pilots sitting in air-conditioned trailers. And I just said this is terrible that they've killed this woman. And people are, and that was during the whole Trayvon Martin thing. So they were saying, how dare you? I bet it's a white woman. That's why you care. And then they noticed that I was reporting as it came out she was black, the same thing. And they're like, oh, you're not as bad now, Alex. You care that a black woman was killed. I didn't think, what color is that woman? Good-looking lady, too. Had no criminal record, had kids. She's dead now. No charges for D.C. cops and mom's killing. You get scared at a checkpoint, you run away, you die. Same thing in North Korea. It's for our safety. You know, ISIS might get us. As one law enforcement publication said, hey, as soon as ISIS hits, people won't be complaining about SWAT teams blowing babies' faces off, and the government publicly runs ISIS. And our troops will publicly die battling them. See, because the war's real on the ground, the globalists are above it, playing us off against each other. Briefly, speaking of abortion, one way they've aborted a lot of kids in this country is they know full well, just search iodine birth defects. And the iodine deficiencies in China, the U.S., you name it, are the biggest link to a bunch of birth defects, problems, serious issues. And they won't tell you it's the good halogen and that it's just essential across the board. Working out less than I was a few years ago, I'm still slowly losing weight, more energy. My skin is incredibly healthy. I have so much more stamina now. It's all the Survival Shield X2 New Nation Iodine, and I'm going to take my dose right now. I already took some this morning. I take a little more than is recommended. I've kind of built the dose up, and I mixed my Super Male Vitality in. The best, in my view, male overall stamina enhancement, libido, you name it. This stuff is awesome, and it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com to find all the great products. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-25.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.